It is what it is.
Where'd you go? You look good. Is this church?
Yeah,
really?
He's dripping hard.
You look better than usual. You look better than usual. Like, this isn't your regular church.
No, service. Bangs.
Don't dress like this for church. Man, see him every Sunday after church. He don't wear this every
last
Sunday.
Time he had the varsity jacket.
Sometimes it's smart.
What could have been a special service? No, like this is, you could wear this out, like, you could, that's a going outfit.
Yeah, and I went out to church.
A motive, that's a motive thing.
Church is a motive, bro.
Not like that, not in that sense, but yeah.
It's a motive, like, people dress nice to church.
People dress nice to church. I always feel like I don't dress nice enough to church.
Yeah. There's weeks when you're in a trackie, everyone's in jeans, fresh, trim. Yeah.
Trim. Even wearing a hat like this to church looks a bit loopy, bro.
Yeah. Now, that's one thing I don't get, why people wear hats to church.
Why? Because if I don't, if my hair's messy, my hair's messy, innit?
But
if I had about a...
Really?
Like, month into a trim, like...
A month into a trim?
I got to wear a hat.
Nah, man.
I got to wear a hat.
Church, it don't matter. Like, I got to wear a hat. On God, innit?
So women should wear scarves in
church? Women should dress nice to church at all, if it's between you and God. What makes you dress nice in the first place at all?
Because
you want to look
good, innit?
Presentable exactly. Same in the way house you wear of God, you'd want to look more presentable if your hair's more messy, innit? You're covering up for that reason.
Mm.
You wear a hat when you need it, when your trim is out, because you're not looking as presentable. Yeah. Let's get to the football though, man.
I got my crypto on the low, making profits by the day while you're busy chasing. How man feeling today? Man's... I'm good,
Stop capping, man. Stop capping.
Man's gonna, you know...
Bro said, I'm good, like, five times.
Like, I'm not... Like, obviously...
Obviously,
I'm not invested as I was last season. See? Like, you know when you... There's... You know when you spin the block... Oh, let me not do that analogy. Let me not do that.
Do the analogy, fam.
No.
Let's hear it.
It wasn't going to land.
Spin the block. How is this spinning the block?
Hey, just focus.
Why are you spinning the block?
I
don't get it.
No.
Do you know when you need to do a 360 turn and because the road's closed off? Uh-huh. That's basically, you got to spin it.
So you think this is meant to happen, basically? Like, this loss is supposed to happen? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's not supposed to happen, but it's part of the journey.
So do you think you guys can win the league?
Oh, it's done. It's done. Fair. Liverpool, Arsenal, it's done. Yeah, today, it's done. City are winning every single game.
Or if they drop, they're only going to draw. And even if they do, you man, one of you
yeah.
two are dropping.
We're still going to drop as well.
We're still playing you lot.
Bro, who cares about you, man? That is shit. Come on. You're shaking his hand.
Bro, would you? I have nothing left to give, bro.
Wait, are we playing Liverpool again at all?
No. I've got nothing left to give, DA, bro. Let's just...
Broski, you had...
Have you seen... No, DA.
You had Salah. You had all your guys.
Your
guys are supposed to be world class.
You're better than us.
You're
better than us.
Wait. Didn't you guys say you're the best team to ever be in the Europa League and you got slapped up by some second-rate Italian team?
Italians are decent, though.
At least I ain't in three and all.
Where are they in the league?
Bring it up. They're probably closer to the lead than Bayern and Leverkusen.
You don't have any defensive lead in the midfield, though.
How much should have been?
Not a lot.
Your players were on the pitches, weren't it? I remember hearing the news, I thought like certain man weren't going to be playing and that everyone was playing. I separately though, something that has to be that like, just drawn out, yeah?
Yeah.
Nunes is actually shit.
Facts.
He's actually shit. Listen, let me land. He plays like he's supposed to be good, so it fools you. Like, it's like you believe he can do more than he does. Do you know the type of chances he misses?
Point blank.
Chill out. This season. Atalanta, he pretty much cost you man the game. Yeah. There was one way it was one on one. He toe poked it. It was so wide.
You should have rounded him.
Why would you shoot like that, bro?
Origi would have done that.
He ain't got that.
More Nunes at all.
Atalanta are sick, by the way.
Huh?
They're sick.
We've got something for them. Trust me.
Hey, man. It's all right, man.
Went there and beat them 4-0 two seasons ago. We can do it again.
You're not the
thing about the old days.
They're the old
days.
That Europa League ain't gonna mean nothing for you, man, anyway, bro. That's shit, bro.
It'll be part of a treble, though.
Treble?
If, how about
what treble? What are you talking about? What,
he's one of them guys.
Let me tell you.
You're not in the FA
Cup. He's one of them guys.
Yeah, no, no.
If City draw to Brighton, if FA Cup Community Shield in Paraguay, we'll call it a treble.
If City draw to Brighton this week.
Wow, you're putting your egg. The same Brighton that they just slapped up.
Yeah, but I saw Villa. We all thought Villa would. We all thought they would slap Villa.
Broski, I told you.
No, I saw you yesterday. Don't do the thing. You said it will be a target. Any, but we're gonna win. No, you thought you were gonna smack Villa.
Any. How many times do I say football is not played on paper? It's not played on form. It doesn't work like that.
Cool. Did you think you were gonna beat Villa today?
I thought we were.
Oh, so then
but you know, wait. So what? But I didn't think it was gonna be easy. And after that first half,
shut up! Don't say when the game started.
Are you gonna let me land?
Let's go tap him.
Don't tap yourself in, bro.
What?
My head's not in the solar system right now.
Bro, neither is mine, bro.
Welcome to
another episode.
Shut up, man.
Chelsea,
shut up,
man.
Shut up,
bro. Why
Chelsea? Okay, I'm joking. Tap a shot.
And he's angel,
though. No league title for you.
Lean for the bin.
No league title for you.
It's calm.
Tap us in.
They got champs.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, come on, man. Let's be real.
Hey, Bang got bare injuries, though.
Yeah, so
We're not going through.
Oh, my days.
We're not going through.
Yeah, you probably aren't still.
No, no. I genuinely, bro, I tweeted it how many hours ago, straight after the game. We're not
going through. Of course, that don't mean that. Of course. Why am I going to say
receipt? His agendas are weird. Not saying it because his team just lost. Bro.
I said the same. You think the things I said when we lost, bro? You don't know.
No, look. No, I know.
Bro, broke out my door after we lost, bro. You think I meant that? I want you back, fam.
No, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? Is this a live confession? Damn, bro.
Bro got shades on.
Hey, welcome. Let me do this thing, man. Welcome to another episode of the Tapping Merchants. Here with myself, EA. To my left, we have
KM. I'm here. Thanks for coming.
And we'll start to my far right because we've got a.
Today. DA, happy to be here.
And
it's happened again.
Oh, is it? No, continue.
No, I'm done.
And to my immediate right, we have
SPK. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, man? I'm
pull up pods. What about you, man? This is the first time you're on it.
Yeah, first time on it still.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure if man's been on it, it must have been decades ago.
Yeah, no, this is the first time he's on still. Isn't appreciate it? You being on time as well. We're here from the grapevine, y'all. We're late on, but you were here.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's a road trip. I was in. Trust me.
But why were you late?
I was picking myself up from my team's
debut. Your team lost time ago, though. Was that
literally 6 hours ago?
No, it wasn't 6 hours. It wasn't 6 hours.
Was that two? The game started at 2.
So you'll be fine. You'll be fine by 9 p.m. tonight, then.
2 plus 6 is 8, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying you're saying it was 6 hours ago. I'm saying like 6 hours. You'll be fine by 9 p.m. tonight.
I'm good right now, bro.
Is it? Remember this. Let's see.
I'm okay.
Throughout the whole episode, let's see if you're this mellow state.
Broski, it's not here, bro. Man's not invested like last season. Man's. Is
why?
Nice.
Why are you trying to be the nonchalant?
Yeah, like,
nonchalant.
Broski,
what do you mean?
You man, I've been pretty chill. Like, it is what it is. Let's talk about Arsenal. Obviously, they had the chance to go top after Liverpool slip up. And we fumbled. I got to look at Arteta today. I think he should have just stuck with a team that's been winning, of course. But maybe he had Bayern in mind, wanted to switch up the team a bit. But yeah, Jesus, Zinchenko. Zinchenko's performance today.
Stinky.
Oh, brother.
He just kept giving the ball away. A 1v1 is like...
Broski, he tried dribble. He tried nutmeg Tillemans.
Yeah, on the edge of the box.
On the edge of the box. And he wrapped it, hit the crossbar.
That shot was brazy.
Bro, he just... Arteta. But it's on the players. Zinchenko's experienced enough. It's not like he's some rookie.
Mm.
It's just... It's a shambles. I knew after that first half, we played so well. Odegaard. Some of the passes he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Going into Saka.
Huh?
Saka first half.
Saka... The
pass Odegaard...
Saka was...
crazy ball still.
But he should have put it across goal. Who else? Trossard should have bagged. Jesus should have got on target.
But amongst all of that, Villa should have bagged.
Yeah,
let me tell you, Ollie Watkins, bro.
Yeah,
was a one man to deal with Saliba and Gabriel all day to stretch, run the whole line.
Bro, he didn't even do nothing, bro.
No, good finishes.
But he didn't bat us up, bro.
Bro, he gave man a torrid time.
What?
Bro, he could have easily had two.
One was Gabriel's mistake,
and his hold up play all round was good today.
Bro, we sucked today. In second half, we sucked. First half, we should have bagged like two. Didn't they? And then second half, we just... That was just a shambles of performance.
It was always coming.
They just took over the game. They did well. Credit to them. Yeah, I think they were just giving us trouble.
The thing is, people forget Villa are fighting for chances, bro.
Oh, is that not what I said last week? And you were not saying, oh, we're going to slap them.
Don't switch up.
No, come on, you're actually dirty. You're dirty. You're pissing me off.
Bro,
stop.
I'm wasting his car. No.
You're pissing me off because you keep saying you don't rate Villa. Because when you play Villa, you'll be like, oh, it's going to be a tough game. Who did you think was going to win this league?
What?
Last week, who did you think was going to win the league? Don't say us, because you're a filthy liar.
I can't remember last
week. Who did you think?
Who did I think? Probably you lot are favourites. I came in all saying, after we drew to United, I came in and congratulating you on the title. Hey,
brother, I don't wish, but you're going...
What? I'm going where?
No,
I'm not heaven. I had faith that you guys could win the title.
Yeah. Before United game, I thought they were going to slip up.
Mm.
So I thought we were going to win. But...
You know,
thank you for admitting.
But Villa for firing for chance versus you firing for the title don't mean nothing. Villa, it means something.
It obviously means something.
Bro, football doesn't work like that.
Everyone's playing for something.
You thought we were going to slap Bayern. Football doesn't work like that, bro. Football don't work like that.
But you're saying it's true, though. Everyone is playing for something at this point in the season, whether it's someone for relegation.
Yeah, literally.
Whether it's someone for Europa. It's about who can, you get what I'm saying?
And apparently the fifth Champions League spot is not even secure like that anymore.
The English teams are fumbling, bro.
Because the English teams are fumbling. West Ham got beat, City drew, but
I think Italy and Germany.
Wait, you said fifth for champs?
Yeah.
So they're going to make it five for the next season?
Yeah.
Because you know the Champions League
is expanding.
Yeah, that whole new league, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the new setup.
I'm just not fucking with that still.
Swear.
You won't have to, trust me.
What does that mean?
Hey, brother.
What does that mean? You're funny, yeah.
I swear on
it's not for kids anyway.
Not on YouTube. Yeah, no, like, that format is not... You know what it is? I feel like everyone gets bored. You see the group stages, yeah, of the Champions League? It's mad dead.
Yeah.
But that makes the quarters, the round of the 16, all of that, makes it lit.
Yeah.
If Arsenal are playing Bayern for no reason on Wednesday...
But yeah, it's big games. It's going to be big games every week, basically.
But what's the point? Big games have relevance. We're not supposed to see Arsenal and Bayern often.
We're not supposed to. September and October, yeah.
I don't want to see Real Madrid versus City every year.
It makes the guys up top money, innit?
But it's going to ruin the Champions League, bro. Mm.
Yeah, I don't really like it. I would keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
I don't like the away goals either, change. Yeah.
Away goals, I get why they need to change it, but it made the Champions League
so... The games are so much better now.
Oh, because it stops people from parking the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, away goals are mad.
You don't think the games are better?
Before this round was a very good... Like, this last week's Champions League is one of the best, but sometimes it's like... I like the away goals.
Away goals made it scary. It would change the whole game.
It would change the whole game.
It's more tactical.
No.
Then you got to
score
two. No, but when did you have the lead?
When did it ever happen?
And next thing you know, boom, it's changing.
When someone scored two away goals, tie done.
Yeah, but no, like...
9 times out of 10, the tie was done.
I remember when we lost to Barca. I remember, let's take it back to... Quick vote check. Yeah. When Chelsea won their first Champions League,
yeah.
I remember when we played Barca. I believe it was the semi-finals. Yeah,
beat
them
1-0 at our place.
No, we were playing them away. We lost at Stamford Bridge from what I recall.
No, Drogba, 1-0.
At Stamford Bridge, yeah?
Yeah.
And then Ramirez did the chip.
Yeah.
And I remember when he did that meant we were already... like
That meant it was peak.
It was peak. Yeah,
and
they scored,
it was 2-1, and then...
You got the sent-off, was it?
Then Terry got sent off, and I don't think... Yeah.
And then Torres.
And then last minute, like, they're on us the whole game, and then Torres just rounded the keeper.
That game was lying.
Torres made up for all his mistakes in that moment. But away goals just made the game the way it was, bro.
Yeah.
But I get it, like... But I don't know, football don't need certain changes.
Yeah. But yeah, Arsenal, innit? Yeah, I think it's done, man.
Yeah. It's not their fault, man. City are top team, innit? Like, it's a hard league.
And, our season could be over on Wednesday as well, so.
No silverware. Yeah.
Like, you still in the FA Cup? Your best.
Are you guys still in the FA Cup?
You were going to say your best chance.
Did you lose to?
No silverware.
Big bro, did you lose
what,
to?
What, Community Shield?
Yo, you going to count that?
Broski.
No.
Oh, my team raised hands this season.
That's not. You can't win a trophy.
No, dude, that's not silverware.
That's
how
that's
can it's the silver.
Team end up with no silverware? That's what I'm crazy. Saying.
Who did they lose in the FA Cup?
Liverpool.
Oh yeah, to like our B team. I remember. Yeah,
it was DA. It was. Yeah, no,
we
like
peppered you the whole game, and you got knocked out anyway. So why are you like, come on?
Are you gonna win?
And you lost to the worst United team. You lost to the worst United team in our lifetime. Come on, man.
Ooh, beat them. It don't even matter if you beat them now, innit?
Does it matter if you beat them? Oh yeah, you
them.
Didn't. And you're not gonna win any. Ooh, you're not gonna win the league.
You're not gonna win the league.
You're not gonna win it.
You're not gonna win Europa League. That's disgusting.
And you're not gonna win the Europa League. Hey, wait. What did you say? Oh, we're gonna win the Europa League. And you said, oh, if you're in the Premier League, you should be winning the Europa League. See these prem tards, man. Why are they always saying they should be winning everything just because they're in it?
It's Liverpool. I've played 1.5 seasons in Europa League and I've got 2. Respect me.
Let's hope you get there.
Oh, we can.
You were about to say we will. Then you said we can. So which one is it?
You might actually got no European silverware.
We do.
What are you going to say?
Go say that Aldi Cup.
Cup winners. Is it European? It's 1994?
Yo, boy.
Cup winners cup.
Is this a history lesson today? Come on, let's talk about the things that happened in this century.
The thing is, yeah, what this means for Arsenal is worse than what it means for Liverpool, to be fair. Like, Liverpool, what you said about the main character thing is true. And the reason why Liverpool aren't the main characters is because you don't have one night. That's why they're not the main character. This is meant to be. It's 20 years since you last won the Prem. If there's a year you're supposed to win, it's supposed to be this year.
If it wasn't last year, it was definitely meant to be this year.
It was supposed to be this year. That's what happens. Remember when Liverpool didn't win it that year against City?
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting. You know what? 98 points or something.
And then next year we won.
Too good. It's not like Arsenal have been too good. They deserve to win it.
And you've not been the best playing team all year. Like all year, you've not been.
Don't do that.
Conceding 4 goals in 2024, 4 goals in 4 months. Who's the best centre back? Defenders, world class Saka, Declan Rice, better than Rodri. Like, bro.
Who said Declan Rice is better than Rodri? Who said he's better?
Are you not Reyes Saka's thing though?
Put the camera on.
Yeah, but they use it like he doesn't miss no games.
I couldn't even tell you who Arsenal's next right winger is. Like, who would go on the right wing?
Arsenal are only on the decline, so they better get that title soon. Like, it's not gonna last. Like, you probably got one more season competing. Just telling you how it is, bro.
We got a casual on here, man. You're not seeing the age of my team, bro. Like, the team is young. And are we going in a downward trajectory? Do you think we're going to get worse?
Guys will leave, innit? Guys will better and leave, innit? When they leave.
But not next season.
I said you have one more season competing in the title race, bro, which is next season. Then after that, guys are leaving, bro.
Like who?
Saliba. Galactico. Saliba's a Galactico.
Oh, but I thought you were rating him.
Who?
So now he's a Galactico.
You're raising Saliba.
Cap. When did I ever say I don't really see? All I said was Van Dijk's better.
What did Van Dijk do against Atlanta?
He didn't give away the penalty. How about that?
Come on,
he wasn't the goalkeeper that.
So Samaka that flopped in Prem. He's slapping three goals at Anfield.
He scored.
Did Nabry not flop in pen too?
No, he didn't.
He did.
Nabry didn't flop in pen.
He did not flop in pen.
Nabry didn't flop in pen, David.
Nabry didn't want to get into
pen. Ah, cool. Nabry didn't flop in pen.
He did not flop in pen.
Oh, allow it.
That's how I know. He never watched ball until 2018.
Are you all right?
Huh? How did he flop?
Tony Pulis was the West Brom manager.
When he was at Arsenal, because he had injuries, bro.
So how did he suck? If he's not a flop in Prem, what did he do?
He didn't flop at Arsenal.
What did he do?
No, he didn't flop at Arsenal.
Did he flop in the Prem? You said no.
Who cares about Tony Pienaar?
No. Now he flopped in Prem too loud, fam.
No, anyways, let's talk about Liverpool, bro. Because yeah, they bottled that game at home. Salah getting locked.
He got locked up
by a CM that was playing at centre back, by the way.
Who? In who?
Lerma.
Decent, man.
Nathaniel Klein at CB as well. And you still didn't score. Cool. Luis Diaz locked up. Darwin Nunez, don't even need to lock him up. He locks himself up.
What about you? What did your strikers do all year? I thought we were going to win the Prem. I'm delusional. The masses didn't think we were going
to
win Prem.
How much worse though? Because you just had a 3-0 loss to Atalanta at home, followed by a loss to Palace. Villa, like we said, are title holders. I know everyone's playing for something, but Villa is a more acceptable loss at home. In your circumstances, back to back, at a team like Palace, where are they in the table?
That City just slapped 4-2.
Did Villa not get slapped out of the week?
Don't try.
Arteta from City, Zinchenko, you thought he's gonna change your life from City, this inverted left back.
Where did Arteta come from?
He took players with him, innit? That's how it goes.
He literally retired and then went to City.
So where did Arteta come from, Man City?
He came from Arsenal.
Where was Arteta in the last managerial position?
Where did he play? Does that mean, bro? So we got a novice manager, so now it's all. Well, we got him from City.
He was 5 years ago, bro, he's grown now. City.
He was under
Pep Guardiola.
What's his talk?
Like he was an under Wenger as well.
We copy City.
Ryan Correa isn't even at Arsenal.
Bro, it's that Everton man.
Why is he talking about like he was the Fabregas of Arsenal? Why is he talking about Arteta as an Arsenal legend? If he wasn't in a managerial position, people wouldn't be talking about Arteta.
No one said he's a legend, though.
Yeah, but you're talking about a legend from Arsenal. He came from
You man do your thing. I know you're on today. You man do your thing.
You're booky.
Anyways.
You man do your thing.
You got to take from where you got to take from to build your own team. It is what it is, isn't it? That's how it goes.
True.
That's how football goes, isn't it, bro? Anyway.
I hope you guys talk about Liverpool like this.
Yeah, we will.
Liverpool thing is they're just quite irrelevant. Ever since they had that prime, remember that them years when they were competing with City, they were in Champions League finals. Yeah. Liverpool were one of the world's teams. Let's talk about outside of England. There was a time when Liverpool, across the world, 2017 to 2022, let's say.
Yeah.
Now Liverpool, compete. Bro, even when I seen them at the start from the beginning, yeah, they're just there.
People didn't even have us top four predictions this year. Start of the season predictions, we were, some were fourth, some didn't even have us in the top four. So let's say that everyone had Arsenal in the top two, university, all the pundits. We couldn't bring
wait,
them
wait,
up.
Wait.
Pundits had Arsenal and City 1 and 2 going into this season. I'm old enough to remember that. You literally just lied
and said people had you guys out of the top four. That is a blatant lie. Go and lie. We don't care about them. Which one of them? Anyone we know.
You know BBC Sport when they do.
Come on, man. Gareth Crooks and them, man.
People didn't have.
We're not a serious pod.
The general top two consensus.
Oh,
four.
Top four.
No.
General four.
What was the general top four?
Top four.
What was the general top four? Go on, lie.
City.
Lie.
Stop shouting.
Lie.
City.
Yes.
Arsenal.
Yes.
You're going hell. Let you're going go. Hell. He wants to lie. Go. I don't want you to go to hell. Don't lie.
Lie. Him lie. Go on,
lie.
Yes, you've heard City. City, Arsenal, yes.
City, Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Yes.
Yeah.
United.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
So then.
So you just lied.
Top four. That was general consensus, top four.
But you just said.
I said, and I quote,
We were not the title, the top two consensus of Arsenal Man City, but some people had us on the top four. If you want to look at us right now,
we have to look at. Wait, right.
There was no one who had Arsenal Man City outside the top four this year. Nobody.
Some people had us out the top four. So
some people had us. Some people. I didn't say everyone had us.
Yeah, there's no point saying that though, because really, truly, anyone saying that would have been buzzing.
Okay, going into this year, were people predicting us to be above City and Arsenal?
No.
Okay then.
Yeah, so in terms of
some people had you guys above us.
The same amount of people had us at the top four then. Okay then.
You need to give your general basis.
Wait. Keep it consistent, David.
I said no one said you guys were outside the top four.
That's a cap. That is a cap.
Use the basic general consensus. No. Someone's going to say anything. There's a guy saying Newcastle are going to win the league. So you need to do it off the basic consensus. The consensus was Liverpool and Arsenal were going to be top four. But the consensus also was no one would have confidently said Liverpool were going to be in the title race.
Top two, we can agree on that.
You were predicting to be title race.
We can't agree on that.
You predicted to be title race.
Why can't we agree on that?
And you were not necessarily predicted by the general consensus.
But who cares about that?
Absolutely correct.
What about you? What you thought, bro?
What does me? Because again, like you said, anyone could have thought anything. Anyone could have
bought
anything. We are in the Europa League because of where we finished last year.
Talk about this game. Bro, you guys were the ones that were led the. You guys were ones that were leading the league post Jan. By the way, you didn't. You have a 5-point lead.
I don't know. Jam was so long ago. All I know is you.
No, you can insert that little screenshot since you're getting good with the editing.
And I'll insert where you guys were April last year too. Why would you do that?
It's a new season. It doesn't make sense.
But you started the pod by talking about spinning the block 360.
No.
I'm just bringing you together.
Remember, we X that. Don't put that in.
Come on, remember to put that in. Cool. Man United in the FA Cup. Man United in the league. Atalanta in Europa, Crystal Palace today. That is where our season is.
Say that again.
Man United in the FA Cup before international break. Man United in the league.
Yeah.
Atalanta on Thursday.
These are all consecutive.
Atalanta on Thursday. And then Crystal Palace today.
Just ain't got the minerals.
Manu was at Old Trafford, though, innit?
Yeah, that's our season. That's our season done.
That's mad.
The FA Cup. And you know what's so funny? All of those games, four losses on the trot. United one was a draw.
Do you think Liverpool are too emotional?
No, I'll tell you exactly.
Do you know why? It's too emotional because they were trying to get the happy send off for Klopp, but now
it's sad.
It's too emotional.
I'll just tell you what it is. Man's making it this big thing.
You guys are emotional. You make it tangible. You try to tap into the Anfield, but it didn't work today.
Isn't Klopp like your most legendary manager? Well, of your lifetime.
Yeah, definitely of my lifetime. Yeah. But the most tangible thing is, we have not been scoring goals. Not even not scoring goals. Like, man, them, I expected, the commentator said, I expected XG over this game at Atalanta was over 5. If you watch United in the FA Cup game, should have won. United in the league, we should have won. The first half, they should have been outside in both games. What? We're going to say...
If buts, baby.
No, you're asking why Liverpool are not doing it. I'm trying to tell you. Because we've not finished our chances. We've created enough chances. Mo Salah, since you've come back from injury, absolutely appalling. I love you, but absolutely appalling. Darwin Nunez, you can score 11 goals in the league, 8 assists in the league. But the amount of goals you should have scored, appalling. Diaz, you've been the bright spot of a bad and underwhelming performing team. But again, appalling finishing. That's what it comes down to, bro. I can't blame it anyway. Gakpo can get got. McAllister's
can get got.
Yeah, he can get got.
Not even gone.
He can get got. Give a pause. Like, we've just been bad. Sobasai since November has been absolutely
this
atrocious.
This guy just does hair flicks.
He's been atrocious, apart from work, really. Apart from work, cardio, bro. Harvey Elliott, I think you've been our best player off the bench. You need to start some games. Naturally, Klopp's in-game management has been great this year in making tweaks. That's why we've got one of the most goals from substitutes. But, bro, we've not scored. I can't say it's this and that. We've not scored. We've made the chances. Do you remember what's your name today?
Your defence is worse. Did you see Curtis Jones' miss?
Did you see Endo? Did you see Salah? Did you see Jota? If you're 5 yards out, you can't hit the bar.
If you are 5 yards out, you can't hit the ball.
But you guys conceded like 10 games in a row.
But that can't be a title winning team. No, but we conceded one goal today. We conceded one goal. No, we can't score more than one goal.
Defense wins you titles, bro.
It does.
Bro.
It does, though.
But our defense can't put the goal in our net.
Yeah, but you're,
but you're still conceding that many goals though, regardless.
Yeah, cool. You, but it was one at Crystal Palace. Right. Yeah.
Free at United.
The least your defense can do is shut up shop.
Yeah, because even if you did score, let's say you scored two goals at Atalanta, you'd have lost 3-2.
Bro,
because United also scored 3-3 or 2-2.
Guys, it's like, if you're always chasing the game because you need to score because you're conceding first, then obviously your defense is not that good.
No, naturally, no way you can be convinced this season that Van Dijk is better than Saliba.
No, bro, he has. Stop being prisoners of the moment. You gotta think, Van Dijk's backline ain't been as stable as Arsenal's.
Yeah.
So, and as much as Van Dijk's is great defender, the defense is a unit. It has to be cohesive, and we've just not had that. That's not a lie. That's not a lie, bro. We've had how many Gomez right back, Bradley right back, Trent right back. We've had Van Dijk, Kwanzaa, Konate, Matip, all centre backs. We've had Robbo, Simikas, Gomez left back. We've had Kelleher's had more starts than Alisson.
How come
you're making it up? Those are actual things about the defensive unit.
How come we haven't seen this tone with you since when you guys were winning? Like, this is
winning covers everything. What the hell? Like, everyone knows that, DA.
Interesting.
What should I be moping? When, but no, I said it as well. I said even in this when Cass has been here, I said,
come on.
I don't care. I said that we've not played like we should be in a title race, and it's finally caught up to us. We've been outscoring every team this year, and the moment we stopped, you've seen what's happened the last four games. And like that, the season's done, bro. We can just squash it. Who's watches fake now? Because let me tell you, I said,
bro,
let's talk about Arsenal decline. Cool. Whose result was worse today? Liverpool or Arsenal's?
Liverpool's.
Impossible.
Liverpool's
impossible.
Was worse.
Liverpool's has to be worse. But why do you even ask that question?
Yeah, why?
Because no. I actually want him to say it. Because obviously on paper, Liverpool's is blatantly worse. This just shows how much he knows his club isn't the main character. Why on earth would Arsenal's be worse?
Arsenal's is worse because of what they're leading the Prem today.
You mean they were leading the Prem after your loss?
Not even after our loss. Going into this weekend, they're top of the table.
Goal difference.
By nine, David. Stop acting like this one or two. Your goal difference is
You're top.
The title is in their hands at this moment and stage. At this stage, yeah? Today, watching the game, we created more chances and played better than Arsenal did today. Like, it wasn't a thing of Pat. Like, man, them.
Who's lost?
Their loss is better. The title's in their hands. Aston Villa
will continue.
If we get to score nine more goals, cool, the title's in our hands.
What do you mean? Anyone can draw a point? That's a very stupid point. You're not going to stay on the same points and goal difference.
If Arsenal also had the same exact results the rest of the way, Arsenal would win the title.
But that never happened. That probably means
it being in whose hands? That's what. If we not on the same amount of results,
but it's still seven games to go. So you're talking about this in our hands, bro.
Okay, why is Liverpool's worse? What? Because Crystal Palace is the worst team than Aston Villa. Is that your only reason?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely.
That is the basic.
Is this guy okay?
No, did you see? Did you see their team?
City's bogey team. They had Eze and Elise. Hold on. Did you see Villa's team, bro?
What was wrong with Villa's team?
How many people were they missing?
I saw Watkins and Bailey on.
But yeah, Bailey came on.
What was wrong with their team? No, what was wrong with their team? Why was Palace's team so good?
Palace's team. Martinez
was still in goal.
No. Explain.
Martinez was still in goal.
No. How does Martinez have to work today? What's
the difference? What's the difference? Explain why that Villa team should have beat us.
They're both damaging defeats. There's no two ways about it. Both damaging defeats.
So you're going to be honest. Please be honest.
That's what I'm trying to do. They're both damaging defeats.
Yeah.
We play better today. The expectations
are higher for you. That's why your
result was worse. They're both bad, David. But if someone's no one thinks Liverpool are better than Arsenal. Villa can be better than Crystal Palace. You're still better than us at the end of the day. And the title, you were leading the Premier League going into it. So why is yours?
Come on,
worse?
You've never cared about what other people have thought about Liverpool. And now you keep saying.
I've not said for weeks that Arsenal's the best team in Europe.
You've been saying it.
Stand back in it. Listen, if the team go down on paper, yeah, you know you have six games left. For example, Arsenal, we know they're going to be playing Chelsea soon. No matter how bad Chelsea are, you know that is somewhat a more difficult game.
Why? Chelsea's difficult than Crystal Palace?
Yes,
100%.
Yes, cool. They are more difficult.
Chelsea more difficult than Villa.
Probably like same level.
Same. Just because Chelsea are in the table.
Why is Chelsea better than Villa?
What?
Why is Chelsea better than Crystal Palace?
Because Chelsea have a better quality player.
Oh my days. Man's been talking about all
you look at the big six. It's only you lot that's beat us.
What'd you say?
If you look at the big six.
Everyone's struggling against us, you know. City 4-4. City, they ain't beat us this season at all. As bad as we are, bro. Like, listen, Chelsea are shit.
I thought you really owned them cars, bro. We're talking about draws.
Chelsea are shit, but because of history, we're still a top team. Regardless, you still have to take that into consideration, bro. It's still always going to matter. But let's take Chelsea out of this. We're talking about Palace and Villa. Each team has about how many games left in the season? Six now.
Six, yeah.
Cool, there's six games. If Arsenal's games are like a certain teams, bro, Villa are better than Palace. So that makes them the harder competition. What else don't you see about that?
But Arsenal are better than Liverpool. That has to be taken into consideration.
You're both in a considerable position.
We're in a title race.
Title racing.
Like,
same
point. Who's better, Arsenal or Liverpool?
We're in a title race. Arsenal, same point.
Who's better, City or Liverpool? City or Arsenal? You want to pick City?
Arsenal, Liverpool and City are debatable teams about who's better.
Come on.
You've had a stinker today.
Is Liverpool better than Man City any?
Come on, you've had a stinker today.
No, you had a stinker.
You've had a stinker.
Because you're the same one that said football's not played on paper.
Can we talk about another game?
Off the paper. They've got better squad quality players, but football's played on paper.
But Villa, so what does that mean?
You literally contradicting your own point. How can football be played on paper, but Villa's better because of paper.
Villa's fourth, yeah. Palace are like 15th.
Yeah.
And you're comparing it to Arsenal and Liverpool and City.
I have a question.
Where are Chelsea? Chelsea are better than Palace as well.
I have a question for you. What's the big incentive to fight for? Your safety or Champions League?
Your safety is bigger.
Probably, yeah.
So the impetus, man, talking about everyone's fighting for things.
Crystal Palace are not.
They're 14th still.
They're not fighting for relegation.
How many points are they on?
But they're comfy.
How many points are they on? 33. They're what?
33.
And how many points is on?
17. Who's 18?
18, 25, Luton.
They're fighting for relegation, man.
To be fair, because 3 points prior, they're on 30. He's made a whole other argument to blind our eyes over the stupidity.
You men have been falling for it all episode.
He's actually a joke, man. What's he talking about? He's just done that to avoid us not talking about it.
That's the same difference as Villa and Tottenham. If Fifth is going to get Champions League, Man's talking about sixth. They're 10 points. They're more comfy in Champions League than Villa from relegation.
Oi. Last day of the season, you can pick who you're going to play.
Villa.
Villa or Palace. And you need the win to win the league.
Villa.
We need to get the best goal difference. That's eternal damnation, bro.
And you need to get the best goal difference.
So this is about, you know how Arsenal have the goal difference right now? Mm-hmm. This is all relying on you winning and getting a good amount of goals in the back of the net at Anfield.
Okay,
who are you picking?
Based on this season, because we beat...
Who are you picking?
Villa.
Who's got a better home record? Arsenal or Liverpool?
Anybody want to stand them 7-2?
Who's got a better home record? Arsenal or Liverpool?
I couldn't tell you. Do you know the answer?
Yes, Liverpool.
What is it?
It's Liverpool. Just saying it. That was your first loss of the season today, at home.
You've lost twice.
And you've drawn three. We've lost twice.
Yeah.
And then what?
And we've drawn several.
No, I need a number. How many of you?
Can't just say several.
Okay. Fulham, off the top of my head. Fulham. Who else? Fulham, but
no, we don't know. It's only touching
Fulham.
Fulham, it don't matter.
You're really choosing Villa.
Fulham, Tottenham.
Because we struggled.
You know the job, man. You're only choosing Villa because you lost to Palace today.
And we struggled to beat Palace early on in the year.
Prior to this, Harvey was 92nd minute winner. Prior to today.
I remember this year. Villa's not good. Villa beaten us at Anfield before. I'm basing it on the team.
We beat Villa, I lied about the team.
Everyone's got random
I'm just disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed in you.
What do you expect from me?
I'm disappointed in you.
Come on, prior to the loss.
Did you find out? No, Michael.
Come on, prior to the loss. Prior to the loss, would you have still chosen Palace to play? I mean, Villa to play prior to today's loss?
Starting 11, yeah, man. Did they have Douglas? Did Villa have Douglas, Luiz, Kamara, and them playing? No, all injured. And they had that young team. They're starting Zaniola and that. Zaniola's cool, but he's not a regular starter.
Them man were hampered by injury.
He's basically saying
Digne was starting.
Digne starts every game.
Alex Moreno was better in my humble opinion.
But Digne has been starting every game.
And they had two starting centre backs in Pau Torres and Diego Carlos.
Liverpool losing to Palace.
Exactly. Who else is missing?
Don't ask the Arsenal fan. Liverpool. No,
Just because he's an Arsenal fan doesn't mean he's biased. We're not you.
Biased. I'm not an Arsenal fan. I'm not being biased, bro.
Yeah, that's because you're a hater anyway, bro.
I'm not a hater, bro. You hate Liverpool.
Hey, he's had a stinker today.
You had a stinker. See how you start. Well, what's his back? Good thing we've got cameras.
This is going to be a terrible episode. This is a terrible episode.
Great one. I'm enjoying it.
Who hates Liverpool, bro?
Yeah. Like, people don't hate Liverpool. This hate, bro, man, don't act like people don't hate Liverpool.
I don't hate Liverpool.
Look at Rose's face. You are on us losing today.
Cass yeah, 100%.
I don't hate Liverpool still.
Cass would rather them win.
Cass said, I would rather Arsenal win the Prem over Liverpool. Like, I would rather lose our seventh game.
But you don't care about Liverpool.
Yeah, United fans hate us more than they hate Arsenal. That's fact.
No, I don't know. I don't know if that's true, though.
It's only the London United fans that hate Arsenal, bro.
Exactly.
It's based on relevance as well, bro. It's because like Liverpool have been doing their thing recently, probably as well, fam.
That's what we're going off. Nah, isn't it?
Anyways, yeah, we both fumbled. It's done.
Yeah, congratulations, Man City, on your
congrats, Pep.
Your four-peat.
I'm probably gonna win another treble as well. So,
yeah. Hey, if Pep four-peats, yeah, is his Prem legacy better than?
Basically, you got a treble as well in it. You would have a treble.
I'll be real, slightly right now is even better.
I think Pep's the best manager I've seen in my lifetime.
Pep's the greatest manager of all time, probably.
He's going to go 4P.
If he doesn't go 4P, he said right now.
No, I'm saying
even right now, bro.
Right now, how can he be better than Fergie?
No. He has to complete this. He has to complete this. If he completes this.
If he completes the 4P.
And in a treble.
We're having Pep over Fergie.
Didn't Pep trouble? But
Fergie won 13, bro. That's nuts, bro.
Yeah, but it's different. Different.
I'll be real. If Pep was to stay at City, the length of time that Fergie stayed at United, he could catch up, bro.
Yeah, but Pep hasn't won all of City's titles anyway.
Sorry?
Pep hasn't won all of City's titles anyway.
He's won most of them, but what?
Two, I think he won half of them.
Two's a lot, bro.
Bro, he's won three in a row, bro.
Yeah, but you're saying bar Fergie, you're trying to compare him to Fergie in the amount of titles won. 13. Yeah. Fergie won all of those 13. All of them.
If Pep stays as long as Fergie did, he's winning 20 league titles.
Can we not speed this into this?
Even now, like if we do win ratio, like based on the where you are at this point, Pep's clear than Fergie, bro. Not clear. It's disrespectful. Fergie's great.
It's not clear, but Pep is so, bro.
Pep has beaten 98 second place team and 97 second place team.
Go on, make it about you. Bro,
go back to you. You know you've been playing for 20 years. I'm not trying to hear it. Last time you won a Premier
League, get your jabs in.
Two, bro. Actually, you're 30 now.
We got a big one.
It's not a big one.
20 years since you won a
You nibbled.
20 is crazy.
I've
never to win the Champions League.
It's a grown ass man.
Man's never
that's
seen
a Spider Man.
Aye, bro.
No European football. No European football.
If David had a youth, man, couldn't tell him about look when he won.
Why are you thinking about my youths? That's a why, man. That's a why.
How's that
a
why?
That's a why.
Uncle Cam's needs to tell them about what you're doing.
Bro, they're not calling you uncle, bro.
Call me Oga.
Yeah, 20-year-old you that.
You're not Nigerian.
It doesn't matter.
A 20-year-old will come here and be like, yo, you man, he's never seen us win a title.
I have seen us win a title though.
Not you, I've seen a 20-year-old
man. Oh, yeah, on Premier League,
you'll be a grown ass man. Yo, no, I've never seen him.
Man, them. Man, them.
Yes,
do you remember things when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
But wait.
Bro, you're a kid now, bro.
What's your youngest memory?
My youngest memory. Let's talk football, bro. This is a football
podcast. What's wrong with you, bro?
Stop trying to get solidarity, Cass in there to hold your hand the whole pod.
Wait.
Cass holds my hand.
Cass ain't there, bro.
Cass holds.
I see it to your face. You're a joke, man, anyway. About should be a good pod today. Where are you, joke, man? Taking bet annual leave days. Come sit here next time.
Because you got smoked by Bournemouth, bro. I told you about Solanke with... Aye, what's that Kwan Bolo guy called, fam?
Aye.
He was talking about he was great last week. Man was sat on his ass yesterday, so I'm not trying to hear it anyway.
Aye, come on, you've had a stinker. You've had a stinker today.
That's what I said.
I don't know what you said, but...
Kwan Bolo. Oh. What would you rather, though? What would you rather for your club? The Prem or
hold on, man was talking about both 2 weeks ago. What? I asked him, would you rather the Prem or the Champions League?
Hey, you know that.
Both!
What would you rather?
You asked me to answer a question.
If you could choose one.
And I told you to pick one. You got greedy.
I'm asking him, let me ask
him. I would choose... What game are we talking about next, man?
No.
The Prem or the Champs, bro. Which one would you choose, bro?
I would choose the Premier League.
What?
I want to be the champions of England, then the champions of Europe.
I guess that's my answer. I guess because they haven't won it in so long, that's why they would say
that. But they've never won the other.
You know Europe is bigger than England, isn't it?
Yeah, but to not win the Prem in 20 years...
He asked me, which one would I rather win first? I said the league, and then I want to be champions of England.
It's not necessarily you'll win the next one. It's just like, which one would you win this season? Based on the season, like, something's going to change for you.
Bro, I understood. Comprehension.
Why do you keep touching me, bro?
I told you, just a cat holding his hand on the pod.
No, quickly on United, though.
Go on.
I miss him. Come back,
quickly on United. Obviously, Bournemouth going, what was it?
1-0 and 2-1.
1-0 up. Solanke. 17 goals this season.
Great season still.
Decent.
Lacobin.
No, he's... Solanke is not... Lacobin.
Solanke's Lacobin, bro.
How much did you let him go for?
I think it was chicken change.
Yeah, bro.
We went to you, man.
Yeah, we shipped
for like 4 million.
Yeah, we shipped him for like 28.
You got 28 M's for Solanke?
Yeah, man. Michael Edwards.
Damn.
But yeah, no. Solanke's, yeah.
But yeah, football of his life, he always had that potential. I just wasn't seeing it. Like, as I'm saying, like, coming through the Chelsea youth.
Oh, you could see it, man.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a better striker a lot earlier in his career, innit?
Yeah, more potential than Tammy growing up.
Probably had the same amount still. Mm. Like, bro, they scored 70-something goals in between each other in the season. Like. But, and yeah, Bruno Fernandes bails them out. And then Justin Kluivert does what he does, apparently. What his dad did. So when Bournemouth went 2-1 up, yeah, I'm thinking, cool. I don't know how, I don't know why, but United are going to... They're going to get something from this game. I never had any faith in Bournemouth.
Really?
No.
Yes.
It's only when, after United scored the penalty, I thought the game really didn't swing in their direction as much as I thought it would. Mm. So I'm thinking, cool, Bournemouth could nick something. And then the penalty incident or free kick incident, did you mind think it's on the... Did you watch the game?
It looked on the line.
It was a free kick still.
You mean it was a free kick?
Yeah.
But his back leg was on the line, innit? So
he tried too hard, man. Sometimes they try too hard and VAR know that and they just... I know you can find a way that it kind of was on the line, but nah, he was trying to find himself in there still.
For the game to be decided like that, it would have been a bit... Not unfair, but it would have just been like, bro. But I think it was the right decision to overturn that person.
Like, I wouldn't have been mad about either decision, to be fair. Like, if it was a penalty, I could understand why they gave it, but I also could understand when they were doing the VAR like decision, I could also understand. I was like, yeah, they're not going to give it. I see why they're not going to. Because it's like they ran the way. It was just weird, man. So I could understand why both decisions should be given still. But yeah, man, United could have dropped their points easy still. I love to see United fail, though.
Oh, same.
Yeah. There's no club I love to see fail more than...
What, even...
Yeah, United's the best. Because they dominated the league. They made us all watch in pain.
Yeah.
Years. Fergie was dominating it. Now the moment he's gone, you know what I'm saying? There's some form of normal order, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Fergie sold his soul for success, bro.
You think?
Yeah, definitely, man.
A documentary will come out in like 20 years or such. But also Newcastle.
The fall off is crazy.
Newcastle.
You just talking about because of the win against Spurs.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah,
Did you see Van de Ven, bro?
Yeah, they had a good game, but I've been talking about their overall season. I didn't know you were talking about their game still. I've been talking about their overall season, not the game.
Bro, they're still in with a chance to get top four.
Is it? Where are they on the table right now?
They're sixth. Oh,
they're like 10 points away.
They're like 10 points away.
They can get Europa, though.
Yeah, no, they've had
a good enough.
But the game, Isak, what's he? He's 17 goals
Yeah,
as
he's
well.
17.
He smashes it.
Isak, 2 goals.
A lot of Arsenal fans, you take him.
All of them, let's say, because they're all 17. Watkins is 19. What Isak, Isaka and what's his name, Solanke 17. Would you take not Solanke, but you take Isaka and what would you take Watkins now?
Broski, you should be asking yourself this question as well.
Alright, let's all calm down.
You need a striker as well.
I know that's not who I think it is, bro. No one here needs a striker.
No,
more
no, no, thank you, Leo.
Bro, like,
bro, we know my team's in the mud.
So then don't
you're
be coming,
fighting for
don't be coming
who scored
for
the most goals in the league. He's right. You need the striker more than us.
You need a striker bad as well, though.
We all need a striker.
My team scores more than yours.
No, my striker.
Listen, that's not Arsenal. I don't support Jesus. He can leave tomorrow. He can leave tomorrow. I won't care.
Wow. That's how you're switching up on him.
Jesus ain't that good, though.
Exactly.
No.
In front of goal, he stinks.
Yeah, he plays like someone that plays at goals. Like, he would turn around and, like, chop it. He chops it, no, and like, he don't like. He plays mad unconventionally. The commentators
reminds me of someone, but anyways. If you know, you know.
I think he's talking about you.
No, why would
if he's comparing me to Jesus, then okay, not so bad then. Because he might not be an amazing, world class footballer, but he's obviously better than everyone here. Like
allegedly. Any's better than Jesus.
You mean better than Jesus?
Why is he trying?
No, not even like that.
You know that meme? You think you're better than Neymar? I try to bait him into it.
I always do think of someone that's playing ball, there must be players you see and actually think, I'm actually better than him.
Yeah, but not Jesus.
Yeah, not Jesus though.
Jesus is too techy.
Yeah, yeah. His feet, like even midweek, like the goal that they created for Trossard, like there's not many strikers in the world that can do that.
I think we need a striker. Yeah, Chelsea probably need a striker most. You don't need one. You need one, but you can survive without one. The way you're playing for now.
But what's surviving though? Like, they
because Martinelli dropped off. Martinelli dropped off then last year, so they still need more attacking impetus. I'd say
Liverpool shouldn't even be looking for strikers right now, bro.
They've got Darwin Nunes up top.
Stop disrespecting because we have Diego Jota as well. I'll give you the best finisher.
He's injured every other week,
and he missed. He fluffed his last.
Yeah, he had a sitter. Open goal.
He said Klein saved off the line. He didn't fluff his.
Hey, what was the XG of that shot? Probably 0.75.
Are you guys not rating Jota or something?
Exactly.
Even if he did make one mistake,
because you have Jota in your team and you have a Jota in your team.
Don't chat about him in your team. It's relevant.
Who?
Okay.
You can't talk on a player if he wouldn't upgrade your team. You can't talk down a player if that player going into your team wouldn't upgrade him. That's what I'm saying.
This is a football podcast. So is that what we're not doing now?
I'm saying an Arsenal fan talking down on Jota.
Yeah.
Who's talking down on Jota? I just said he missed the chance.
Bring up though, because we talked about players that need to replace. You now name Jota. Jota obviously doesn't need
to replace. No, and he said he missed a set today. I said
he can miss a set tomorrow. We know he's a good striker though.
That was based on his point. He's one of the best finishers, isn't it?
Oh my day.
It's not one of the best finishers in the league right now.
I don't know, he's been injured.
He's a good finisher. He's not the best finisher in the league.
One of the best finishers in the league. Who are one of the best besides Hart? And Haaland ain't even that great.
Exactly.
Look, statistically.
Statistically, Jota's like top three.
Yeah, he's top five.
Yeah, like.
So then, exactly.
Right let's, now.
Yeah.
In his overall season,
his Liverpool career, like
if we're doing this year, the amount of expected.
Like 25%.
He pretty much conversion he scores rate. Pretty well, isn't it? Like, yeah. He does his thing, like.
Alright, cool. So then, let's ease on the Jota. This
Gakpo shit, but Nunes is shit.
Nunes is not rubbish. He's just very wasteful.
What's the difference? What is the actual difference?
Literally.
Okay, someone who's crap has 4 Premier League goals this year. Someone who's wasteful has 11.
That's not true.
Darwin Nunes is 11. He's wasteful.
Wasteful and crap is...
That depends.
It sounds the same.
Okay, is Mo Salah wasteful?
Yes, he is wasteful.
Okay, but he's not crap, is he?
Yeah, he's not crap.
So wasteful and crap are not the same thing. That argument has been shut down right
there.
Is that not correct?
Matches of the week, man.
No, quickly, one point. But you know how you said your... You said the thing about the... How he has 11 goals. You're trying to like defend Nunes on that ground, yeah? But that's what depends on the team. Liverpool are a team that's obviously providing for him to score that many goals. For example, if he was at Chelsea now, He's not getting 11 goals.
Even worse.
You get me? For the team that is providing for him, he is terrible, bro.
I can only go off that. Yeah, he misses a lot of chances.
You're a stat merchant.
I'm not disputing. No, I'm not disputing.
You're a stat merchant.
I'm not disputing. I said he's wasteful, but he's not.
He's shit, bro.
You can't be rubbish and score 11 Premier League goals. I just don't think so.
Yes, you can.
And get 8 Premier League assists as well. I don't think so.
You're a stat guy.
Okay, you're a Salah Jota.
Salah Jota, who's injured every other week.
How many goals has Palmer got?
Good finishes.
How many goals has Palmer got?
Yeah, but that don't help him.
Palmer's on 16? Okay. 17?
16, bro.
16.
First.
Thanks for correcting me.
Anytime.
Before we even go into Merchants of the Week, obviously next week, champs, there's a few games which has got the ties in the balance. So let's start with Man City and Real Madrid. 3-3 after the first leg. Who do you think takes it?
I generally have no idea. I don't know. Like, two equal teams. It's
in the balance. Like, I see the most...
They've got Haaland, by the way, that midweek performance.
Yeah. But they had him out there. I think, obviously, KDB will start because he was ill.
Yeah.
But I was saying the other day, like, there were so many points in that game, the other team didn't seem in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first half, after the goal, City weren't in it for the longest. Then when City went up, Real Madrid didn't look like they were in it. But goals from brilliance from, obviously, Vardy and then... Valverde changed the side. I don't know. Do you want to have a prediction for that game? Because I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I'm split still.
If I'm doing 50, a bet, 50. I'm just doing over 2.5 goals.
Oh my god!
Literally, that's the.
I'll probably say City.
Really? No,
City. Because they're at home and their home record's very, very good.
Yeah, but so is Madrid.
Madrid
are away.
But Madrid's away record is just as good as their home record, but probably.
And their Champions League heritage. I know City won it last year, but Madrid...
City are a better team. City are a better team than Madrid.
You think?
Really? I think they're a better team. But I think Real Madrid have better individuals.
I don't think so. Look at the end. Just compare the midfields, yeah. Valverde, Camavinga, Tchouaméni, Bellingham, Modric, Cruz. City's midfield is kind of thin. Nunes, who doesn't play.
Yeah, no. But I'd say Rodri, best DM in the world. Bernardo Silva, top 5 midfield in the world. Kevin De Bruyne, best in the
world. Hey, we didn't even include him in our...
I know.
I watched it back, and thinking, no one mentioned Bernardo Silva.
Cool, so we'll chuck the Arsenal-Bayern prediction. No.
Bayern. You asked me for my prediction. My prediction is Bayern.
I would say Arsenal, man. Bayern are tired.
They've got bare injuries. Koeman's
Bayern
gone.
Are winning the game.
Gnabry's gone.
Bayern are winning the game.
Suspended.
Bro, you asked me for my opinion. What's yours?
I think you lot will beat them still.
Bayern are tired, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, we're losing that game.
Did you think that before today?
Yeah, be honest.
After the first leg, I thought that.
Really?
Yeah.
But why though? I don't get it.
Because we should have won the first leg.
I wouldn't say he should have won, but...
Yeah, like, I'm not saying, like, we should have got a lead to go. Yeah.
Allianz. But Allianz ain't scary, man.
The fact that the Bayern fans weren't even there at Emirates means they're going to turn up at Allianz.
They're going to go crazy.
Yeah,
they're
Bayern are winning.
But on the pitch, Arsenal have better talent. Better players,
yeah, but you know that's not...
Who do you think is going to win?
Arsenal. And that's not even
a catch. I think Bayern are going to win, man. They've had a shit season, so they need this, man.
But Arsenal arguably need this too, bro.
Bayern are used to this, used to needing this and working for it. Arsenal, they're shaking, bro. They ain't been to the... Bro, come on. They ain't been outside in a minute, bro. They ain't been in a big stadium
true, like this.
Men are crumbling against Villa. You want them to turn up against Bayern.
True,
be realistic,
true,
bro.
True,
like, the thing is, even if they win, yeah, cool, good on them. But don't be mad angry if they don't.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an upset if they don't win. Like, they ain't got the experience, bro.
They ain't got the minerals.
They ain't got the experience, bro. Bayern got the experience there, so yeah, I won't be surprised. And even if Arsenal do beat Bayern, anyway, okay.
No, you know what's going to
be. You're going to lose. Yeah. You're going out next round.
You're going through and you're. What's the call?
Don't do what's it called when you're in one of the European controversies. Don't do what's it called in.
Bro.
You know what's called. It's not a mad name.
Bro, what do you think?
Man, it's Atlanta, you know.
Atalanta.
It's Atlanta, you know.
Crazy. Do you think we're going to see the like? Oh, wait. They did play. Konate and Van Dijk.
Man lost the ATL.
Why are we talking about Europa? Why are we talking about
Liverpool on the pod, we've got to talk about them.
Man lost the ATL, you know, honey wing.
Man lost the little baby and them, man.
Lou Williams. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Poor and they're about to go to ATL for the second leg.
We got four for them on Thursday.
Nah, you lot are pissed.
Ooh. I promise you that.
Four.
Don't do that. Four goals.
Anyway, let's say Liverpool leave this season with just Europa. Yeah, cool. Klopp would have left with one more thing with legacy. It's good. It's not really a happy ending. It's good enough, I guess. Europa's shit, bro. Like, Europa's realistically... For a team, you know what it is? For a team like Arsenal, it's a big deal.
True.
For a team like you, you've won the Champions League how long ago. Now you've been two finals.
How does it get back to us?
Realistically, for Liverpool,
facts.
What is the Europa? You've won the Champions League how long ago? You've been in final against Real Madrid twice. You don't need this in the trophy cabinet, bro.
Aye, much is it
it's
a week,
true,
man.
No, it's true. It's true, bro.
If you reach a certain level, then a certain other level just doesn't give the same.
If you've never won in Europe, then obviously you're
going to it's going to matter.
You're at the conference team.
Bro, if you don't want to come to you'll be happy. Word. You'll be happy with it.
Yeah.
I've been praying for it. It's been on my Christmas list, though.
I've been praying for times like this.
Yeah, literally. I used to pray for times like this. But matches of the week, I would say, I think Adam Wharton. I think he played well today.
Oh yeah,
yeah, very calm and composed compared to his midfield partner Hughes. I just think he played well. Good player.
Yeah, tell me exactly what you're doing, bro.
Basically,
you're gonna say a player of the week.
Or player, team, manager.
I didn't watch all the games today. This weekend. The only game I actually watched the whole match of was Newcastle, so I'm going to have to give it to Isak.
Mm.
Yeah, bruv. Just, you know, like, one-on-one, just securing his... You know, you have it on him to finish it. Mm. You're not worried he's going to miss that. You know, he's composed.
Sorry.
He knows when to shoot. He don't take the extra touch. Proper man that is still. So give it to him, mate. Good lad on him. And like, good... he's Somali? Where's he from? No. sure he is, mate. All right.
Where are you really from?
Yeah. I'm from Australia. Go on.
Hey, immigration is okay.
I'm going to give it to Xabi Alonso and Bayer Leverkusen. Obviously won their first Bundesliga and how long beaten Bayern
first
Munich?
Ever.
Yeah. Crazy. Beating Bayern's reign, undefeated as well in all competitions. Big them up still, great season. So give it to Bayern. Leverkusen. That was yours, innit?
Yeah, that was mine still. I was going to say Florian Wirtz, innit, for his first hat-trick.
Oh, yeah. And
Has any team gone unbeaten, like, league, just in their league, besides Arsenal?
Hey,
Juventus.
Yeah, okay.
But Celtic. They would have got. I thought you meant unbeaten everything.
No, just meant
unbeaten everything. Has anyone ever gone unbeaten and done a treble?
Like, bro, Leverkusen ain't lost a
game in any competition.
In competition or Europe, yeah. They won their.
Man, they're sitting in the Champions West, man.
No, they
Europa.
Europa.
Oh, Europa.
Yeah.
Got too excited.
So is this the best treble ever if they.
No, because they're not in the Champs.
But they didn't lose a game.
No, but yeah, the level of competition is completely different.
Yeah.
You can't say it's the best.
You can't.
It's a very good treble.
So who's
done it? Best undefeated.
It's undefeated though.
You mean all comps?
If we get out,
no,
we got something.
I don't think so.
You lot can't tell me another team that's won in Europe and done a treble. Like, regardless of any. Like, champs or Europa League or.
What do you mean?
No one would have done that, you're right.
No one's ever done that.
I think it's the best unbeaten season, but not the best treble because. I don't think you can have the best treble and it not be Champions League.
Yeah, definitely. You can't have the best treble and not be Champions League. But yeah, it would be the best unbeaten season.
But doing a treble and going unbeaten.
I think champs hold more cachet.
Yeah, the champs is the biggest trophy in football. Yeah. They ain't even got it there. How? Because you weren't there last season. You didn't do good enough last season. Okay. Yeah. Well, if I get relegated, I go to the championship and then start, competing for all them trophies. That don't make it the best, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that don't make it the best treble, fam.
But also context as well, like, Bayer Leverkusen haven't always been.
Yeah, last season, that's why they're where they are, innit?
So for a team to come out of nowhere.
Props to Xabi Alonso, though.
Yeah. It's impressive.
That's manager of the year.
Because they're beating two. The biggest, obviously, title challenges are both last eight Champions League teams in Dortmund and Bayern. So the level of competition is high in beating in the league. So that's why I think it's impressive. But I think, champs is still the one. So
Would they still be unbeaten if they were in the champs in the first place?
Oh, no.
We can't say for certain.
Yeah,
we can't say. They are very good, so it's possible.
It's a good team.
But we can't say for certain. And that's where the challenge would have been. Because I honestly sometimes forget that, like, I don't think about why Leverkusen's unbeaten. That's crazy. But you know, if they were in the champs, it would be news. Like, everyone would be talking about how they haven't lost the game.
Yeah.
Like, they're unbeaten in all comps. They've won the Bundesliga already. But because they're doing it in Europa, it's not really. Yeah, no one's talking about it the same way still. So, yeah, man. Yeah. Hopefully they do it, man.
But yeah, all right.
How many games
they
got still in the Bundesliga?
Like 4, 5.
Yeah. So hopefully they do it, man. And then Xabi can come next year. But
you're not coming, bro?
No, not as in this season, next
year.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
So what, the manager you hire now, you're just giving him a year and then just...
Yeah, rental.
Is he definitely coming to Liverpool? When you say that, like, has he said anything?
Yeah, he loves us, isn't he? We said he's just going to do 1 year.
He just said he's staying at Liverpool. Yeah,
it's another
level than that.
He probably loves Madrid more than you
know. No.
Why not?
Because we were his first big European team, innit? So, obviously, right. Certain
this
level.
His first IB, but
you always remember your first, though. Bro. You always remember your first.
No. Ronaldo, like, for example, Cristiano Ronaldo, he definitely rates Madrid more than...
He has to. He has to. That's why he made himself the player he is.
Sorry,
fair. You get me? Yeah, like, the player he is.
Yeah, my first, though.
He'll be nothing about Real in terms of history books. That's true. Like, there's Prem legends and then there's world legends.
Yeah, true. Fair, valid. All right, your first don't mean nothing, innit? It's always your first. That's been us another week for the Tapper Merchant. Shout out SP for joining.
Bang! You want me to plug something? You want me to plug that pack? Obviously, _pull-up podcast.
Whoa!
Final on the platform. Obviously, it's football today. We're going to be talking about booty cheeks, cider fries, honey wings in ATL, so... This is a little break. I think I need some cleansing. So it's good to know about football and stuff.
Make sure to tap into to pull up for real, but appreciate you coming on.
That was
just joking.
He's not.
Did you say wings?
Yeah.
honey wings.
Hey,
honey wings.
Yeah, appreciate you tapping. Make sure like, comment, subscribe, and we're out. Wish and push,
man.
I'm playing right back, so I get busy by the touch. Line is where I'm at, you trying to...